For the first time since 2010, the Democratic candidate for governor in Connecticut will likely not receive state money to campaign this year. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
That's because one of the two Democrats in the August 14th primary, wealthy Greenwich businessman Ned Lamont, has not applied for state funding under the Citizens Election Program, though he still has an opportunity to do so. The other candidate, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim, was denied participation because he is a convicted felon who served 7 years in federal prison. Michael Brandy is the executive director of the Citizens Election Program. He says Ganim challenged his exclusion but lost.
He filed a lawsuit against the agency in United States District Court, and our decision to interpreting the law and upholding the ban for prior bad acts or prior convictions was upheld by the United States District Court.
Brandy says three of the five candidates in the Republican primary have applied for public financing. Party-endorsed candidate Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton and former Trumbull First Selectman Tim Herbst have each received $1.3 million for the primary. Westport entrepreneur Steve Opsitnik has yet to qualify, and the other two, Madison businessman Bob Stefanowski and Greenwich businessman David Stemmerman, are not participating. To participate, a candidate must raise $250,000 in small-dollar contributions, of which $225,000 must come from in-state contributions. 4 years ago, both Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy and his Republican challenger Tom Foley received $6.5 million each to contest the general election. Malloy also received public funding in 2010. Ebong Udama, WSH News.